Years ago, a very typical young girl lived in an old house in a small town. She had mostly boys for friends, and she wasn't much for playing traditional girl games, preferring instead to climb trees, play ball, or ride bikes. But occasionally, she would pretend that she was the leader of something great. She was imagining that she was responsible for inspiring them and calling them to action. On those days, she would go to the side yard of her house where no one was present and step up onto the metallic lid of an old cistern, her stage. After an appropriate pause and glance around at her audience of grass and trees and flowers, she would begin. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, and on and on and on. But it always ended the same with, and all those gathered here today. She would continue her speech with elaborate phrases like, we are gathered here today to consider the impact of our, and then she would name some appropriately obscure thought or idea that sounded important. The speech would continue, infiltrated with made-up words and hypothetical situations, but it always ended the same, with a call to action, a call to bring about change, to achieve some lofty vision. She did this regularly, hoping that perhaps someday her audience would rise up and accept her charge. That didn't happen, but it did not dissuade her from continuing her practice. Unbeknownst to her, from the window of the house directly behind the cistern, her grandfather and mother would listen and laugh lovingly as their little Christine proclaimed her profound message to a silent audience. It never occurred to me that anyone was listening until years later, when my mother and grandfather confessed their amusement at my antics. So today, I have traded my cistern for this actual stage. And you are my grass and trees and flowers. And I hope I have no imaginary words. So let me finally make it real by saying, ladies and gentlemen, faculty, staff, and students, alumni, family, friends, School Sisters of Notre Dame, board members, and all gathered here today, good afternoon and welcome to Mount Mary University. I thank you all for your attendance here to celebrate my inauguration as the 12th president of this fine university. Let me begin by thanking the members of the Inauguration Committee who have worked tirelessly on the plans for today. I am extremely grateful to have the opportunity to lead Mount Mary, but today would not be possible without all the opportunities and the support that have come before today. In the audience are members of my family, my sisters, Catherine, Caroline, and Colleen, who have always been a source of encouragement, and they always remind me that in our family, I'm one of the sisters. My daughters, Caroline and Melissa, and their husbands, Chapin and Rob, are here today, as well as my beloved granddaughter, Lake. As young children, the girls supported me in seeking my doctorate, even on those days when the demands of being mom and wife and student and community volunteer were sometimes overwhelming. I'm incredibly proud of what they are accomplishing in their lives, the difference makers they have become. And today, once again, they are here to cheer me on. It would not be possible for me to stand here today without my husband, Steve. People have joked that in hiring me, Mount Mary got a two-for-one deal. And to be honest, I think that's probably true. I simply don't know how a spouse could be more supportive, both on the front lines of meeting alumni and friends, and behind the scenes, being available to help me. He is a very good cook. Steve, especially today, I want to thank you for all you have done and for all that I know you will continue to do. And speaking of family, I must mention my parents, both of whom have passed away. They provided a strong foundation for my faith, my work ethic, and my love of people by their outstanding example. My mother always loved to take pictures on special occasions, so I suspect that today she has her camera out in heaven. And there is one very special woman in the audience today who cannot go unrecognized, and that is Dr. Dean Thomas. Dean, would you please stand just for a moment? Exemplar advocate for women's empowerment. She was the tremendously successful president of Lewis Clark State College in Lewiston, Idaho, where I started my academic career over 20 years ago. Dean recognized something in me and called that forward to academic leadership. Dean, I simply can't thank you enough for all you have done to guide me over the years, and most especially for being here today. It means so much to me. And there are many friends and family in the audience who have traveled here from across the country, and others who could not be here, but who have sent their best wishes and positive thoughts. These are the people who have left their mark on my life and helped propel me forward to today. You have been a source of inspiration and encouragement. Please know how much I love you and appreciate all you have done in my life. Let me also note that since starting at Mount Mary last July, the faculty, staff, and board members have been unbelievable in their support, trust, and encouragement. Board members have made many introductions, so it became easy for Steve and me to quickly consider Milwaukee our home. Faculty and staff have answered my endless questions and been willing to meet with me individually so that I could learn Mount Mary through their eyes. Eileen Schwalbach, the former Mount Mary president, has provided advice, introductions, and a listening ear. And in addition, my leadership team has been tremendous as they made the transition to a new leader with big ideas, great hopes, and a desire to have everything done yesterday. So to everyone at Mount Mary and in the Milwaukee committee or community who has made this transition so wonderful, I offer my sincere appreciation. What I have just described is something I refer to as community. They say it takes a village to raise a child, and I say it takes a community to build a meaningful career and life. My friends, my family, my colleagues, and those with whom I've interacted over my life are my communities. And each one of us belongs to numerous communities, and it's important to recognize that none of us is successful on our own. Over the past year, as I considered the leadership of Mount Mary as a private Catholic women's university with co-educational graduate programs, I found it insightful to reflect upon the courageous heritage of women religious in setting the foundations for women's education today. In the early years of our country's founding, higher education was not an option for women in many places. Yet religious orders of women saw the value in educating members of their order, and thus they started colleges for women, most often to produce teachers for Catholic elementary schools. The School Sisters of Notre Dame were no exception in this effort, and they spread across the United States, building schools from the elementary through collegiate level. If you can imagine a 24-year-old Mother Caroline priest who was commissioned by Mother Teresa Gerhardinger, founders of the congregation, to establish and oversee all the School Sister of Notre Dame schools in North America. At this tender age, I really cannot imagine undertaking such a responsibility. Mount Mary University began as the St. Mary's Institute in Prairie du Chien in 1913. However, it was decided that Wisconsin needed a Catholic college for lay women, and so Mount Mary College became the first Catholic college for lay women in the state of Wisconsin. In 1929, it moved to Milwaukee. Reading the history of the college is like reading an epic adventure of challenge after challenge, followed by miracle after miracle. The sisters somehow survived problems, terrible financial, weather-related mishaps, and even a president called away to military service. One rather amusing anecdote occurred on a cold winter day in the 1940s when the college was being picketed. Tiles had blown off the roof of Caroline Hall in a high wind, and two maintenance men from the college had climbed up to fix them. The roofers' union saw this and decided to picket the college. The president at that time, Sister Dominic, wasn't too worried because she knew that the college had pretty good labor relations. But she was worried about those men out marching in the bitter cold. After an hour, she and some sisters went out to the men with sandwiches and hot coffee. The men on the picket line were unsure about how to respond to this. But they took the sandwiches and the coffee, and then they went away. And so I ask you, do we really wonder why the sisters were successful? As we ponder current higher education challenges, it's interesting to reflect upon the creativity and the sacrifices that the sisters made to keep Mount Mary not only viable, but thriving over the years. Often, with few resources except their determination and prayers, they ventured forth to educate women, believing then, as we do now, that education is the great equalizer, the transformative soup poured over families and communities that brings hope and changes lives. While some of the early challenges faced by Mount Mary had passed, today there are more problems in our society in which women's leadership is becoming increasingly necessary. As we consider issues of sex trafficking and domestic abuse, healthcare costs, immigration, gun control, gender and racial equity, and a myriad of other issues, women's voices are needed. While the number of women attaining a college degree has improved significantly, their role in leadership positions in our country continues to lag behind. Consider that women are now more than half of the United States population, and they earn almost 60% of undergraduate and master's degrees, and yet they hold only 25% of executive and senior level leadership and management positions, only 20% of board seats, and only 6% of CEO positions. In fact, the United States ranks 103rd in the world in having women leaders at the national level. Women's colleges across the country, like Mount Mary, are working to address this disparity. And statistics show that women's college students are more likely to graduate from college than their peers. And nearly 81% of women's college graduates continue their education to receive an advanced degree. They are more than twice as likely to receive doctorates and to gain entrance into medical school. And women's college graduates make up 2% of the female graduate population, and yet they comprise more than 20% of the women in Congress and 33% of the women on Fortune 1000 boards. Overall, they report greater success in their careers, tend to hold higher level leadership positions, report feeling happier, and achieve greater financial security. Thus, I propose to you that there is still a place for single gender education, and there is a reason to believe that it is making a contribution to our local, state, and national communities. Mount Mary graduates are contributing to these successes. So let me give you just a few examples of our alumni and how they have taken their education, talents, and creativity to become successful in their careers and to give back to society. Consider 1985 graduate Safia Chandri Awan. For the past 16 years, she has volunteered in Pakistan, Azad Jammu, and Kashmir, with SOS Children's Villages International, the world's largest orphan care agency. As director for the SOS Afghan Relief Program, she oversaw the establishment of pediatric health care and other services to assist refugees who fled to Pakistan during the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan. She has directed numerous SOS emergency relief programs, providing protection, care, shelter, and education to orphaned children. The governments of Austria, Pakistan, Kashmir, and Azad Jammu have honored her for her outstanding humanitarian work. Or consider Teresa Connors, a 1971 alumna who established the very successful company Little Flower Healthcare that has assisted over 3,000 people in their end-of-life journeys, allowing many to stay in their homes or close to those that they love. Or Donna Rico, a 1981 fashion program alumna who moved to New York City with little more than a dream of establishing her own clothing line. Through hard work and persistence, she became an extremely well-known fashion designer, designing clothes under her own label, as well as many other famous clothing lines. These are just a few of the many Mount Mary alumnae who have used their gifts and talents to make a difference. But what does the future hold for Mount Mary graduates? Based upon current students, I believe that equally amazing results lie ahead. Consider Jeanette Ingeberry, a current Mount Mary student who is an aspiring data scientist. Born in Rwanda, she has returned there the last two summers, where she organized a regional debate league and a Model United Nations for high school students who typically can't find summer jobs. These are both new initiatives to Rwanda, and they would not exist today were it not for Jeanette. Andrea Peterson is a current biology major working on an innovative research project in collaboration with two local companies, Stonehouse Water Technology and Aquatics Unlimited, to eliminate a common fatal fish parasite. Andrea, as a student, was the one that connected these two companies as she saw how they might help each other by collaborating on her research. And multiple students in our art therapy graduate programs are promoting art therapy in their own countries of India, Canada, Argentina, Taiwan, Kenya, Croatia, the Yukon Territory, and many more. In many of these countries, art therapy is in its infancy as a professional practice. And yet these students are creating the foundations of the art therapy profession as an approach to mental health treatment in their native countries. And so many more graduates, some of you who are here today, have gone on to become educators, nurses, artists, writers, judges, and scientists. These are women who have graduated and taken responsibility for making an impact on the world. All universities have wonderful graduates. However, there is something magical that happens in a single-sex education that provides the confidence and the belief that one individual can make a difference. And these students are proving it. The examples of successful alumni and current students are only possible because of community. A community of supportive faculty and staff. A community of Milwaukee professionals that offer internships and mentorships. A community of financially supportive alumni and friends. The School Sisters of Notre Dame community, who consistently pray for our success. And the community of parents, spouses, siblings, children, and friends. But there is one community that I want to speak of today, and that is the student community at Mount Mary. Mount Mary is an extremely diverse community, with 51% of Mount Mary undergraduate students as ethnic minorities. Our student population very nearly mimics the ethnic demographics of the city of Milwaukee.
Our students are Black and white and Hispanic and Asian. Some are financially well off, and others have almost no financial resources. They are a variety of faith traditions. Despite these tremendous differences, our students work and study together in relative peace and harmony. This Mount Mary community is a model of what Milwaukee itself strives to become. And with over 80% of our graduates remaining in Milwaukee after graduation, I am proud to say that we are making a significant positive contribution to the Milwaukee community. As I look into the future, I believe that Mount Mary is now positioned to develop women in ways that will prepare them to take on the many challenges ahead. To do so, in the coming months, we will be advancing our investment in physical and mental health care programs, in our already well-known fashion design and fashion merchandising programs, and reinvigorating our dedication to women pursuing scientific disciplines, particularly our new food science major. All programs at Mount Mary University are underpinned with a rigorous liberal arts foundation that gives students the resiliency to succeed as the world evolves around them. In addition, we will increase our visibility in order to raise awareness of the excellence in education that Mount Mary provides. Examples of this are already starting to appear with our beautiful new food science laboratory that has already engaged many current and prospective students. Our highly visible partnerships with regional community colleges to offer nursing education. And directly down the hall and around the corner, our interactive fashion display that just went up 2 days ago, thanks to some hardworking, dedicated people on campus. These programs are an investment not only in our university community, but also in the greater Milwaukee community, the state of Wisconsin, and even have national and international reach. The majestic tower of Notre Dame Hall stands as a beacon of hope, a tower of light for our region. My pledge to you, as leader of this long-standing institution, is that we will brighten our light and shine it in places that has not penetrated before, and sustain a community of learning that transforms lives. Mount Mary graduates will take their rightful place at the forefront of addressing the most demanding concerns of our city, our state, and our nation, knowing that one person of conviction can make a tremendous difference. I am proud to be the president of Mount Mary University, and I look forward to the difference that our community, the Mount Mary community, can make. Thank you.